Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since we cracked Dow 35,000, the next big target we have looming over us is Dow 40,000. May take 4 years to get there. And if you feel like you've missed out on Dow 20, for those of us that are seasoned investors, we remember when Dow 20,000 was like a big marker and that flew by. Dow 30,000 came out of nowhere. NASDAQ is at 15, easily above 15. The next mark will be Dow 40,000. If you have not invested in some of the companies in the Dow or the index itself, get ready. You have 3 or 4 years for it to get there. Here are the 10 largest economies in the world. Number one, China at $64.2 trillion. I am excited yet terrified at the same time when I do this episode about China being our biggest threat and why I think they may be putting the nail in our proverbial coffin already. Number two, India, $46.3 trillion. Number three is United States with $31 trillion. Indonesia, $10.1 trillion. I'll scale down. Egypt at $8.2 trillion. Japan at $7.2 trillion. Germany at $6.9 trillion. Some of the data and revelations that I've had doing this research about how China is so much further ahead of us is amazing, but it's terrifying because if we don't get our affairs in order, we are going to slide down this list pretty damn far. Bitcoin versus S&P 500. So, kudos to Jeremy. So here's how 10,000 in Bitcoin has performed compared to the S&P since 2021. Currently, S&P is up 18.7%. Bitcoin is only slightly up. So I'm going to give you guys both sides of this argument. And the thing that whether you like a currency or an asset class or not, I've always told you, because I know some of you guys, I mean, you hated crypto, and then all of a sudden you talk about crypto. Like, when I tell you I'm, like, one of the best to do this, like, I can be agnostic about entry and still not love an asset class. And I told you my horror story about how the Mt. Gox thing and how much money I lost. So I was, like, jaded, right? I was, like, one of them exes that was, like, talking bad about it because it didn't go well in my favor because I got my ass handed to me in the Mt. Gox scandal. But Bitcoin had a great increase, therefore it had a great decline. One of the things that I hear Mike say is all the time, which is a great quote that I take to heart. Like, you cannot have tremendous gain without tremendous drawdown. If you want slow, very safe returns, 12%, you're not going to draw down that much. But if you want 115% return in a year, you may draw down 90%. So, but first, let's be like Ben Affleck. Kudos to Investing Latina. I saw this off your page and you grabbed it from her. Kudos to you. I think you're amazing. You need to come on the show soon. But be like Ben Affleck. You got to hold on to your assets for the long term. The boy got moved out in 2002 and came back 2021 strong. This is the power of long-term investing if you hold on to your assets, right? But what comes next for Bitcoin? So Bitcoin bull and bear cycles are getting shorter until now. So like if you look from 2014 to 2015, it had 633 bearish days. Then from 2016 to 2017, 845 bullish or upward days. Then 2018 through 2019, 361 down. Then 2019, 192 days of upward momentum, right? Then 2020 hit, 260 days down. And now 407 days up. So what comes next? After a bear cycle or bull cycle, and we're seeing that they're tending to repeat, what I would do, I would take the average. So I would add these three cycles up. I would divide them by three to give me an estimate of how many days the Bitcoin could be down. I will also take 845 plus 192 plus 407. I would divide that by three, and that would tell me for how long in aggregate Bitcoin on average should run. Once you know that, you don't have to guess. I'm going to give you guys a tip because nobody called 20.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
8,000 before us, like to the head when it was at 50. Kudos to when Mike was on. But you need to look at Bitcoin and set levels. When it drops 50%, don't put your big majority of money there. A 50% drawdown and then 83.2% drawdown area. Because normally Bitcoin has a tendency to slap back sometimes 86%. You don't want to have the nail right on the head of that because you may not get filled. But if we ever get to a point where it draws down 83.2% and you're able to get in, and that's not how I got the calculation for 28,000, but it will help you get an edge in terms of your entries into the market. I saw this quote and I thought it was amazing. And as I'm on my journey to be better in every way, I thought this was profound and I wanted to share it. Being mean is expensive and being nice compounds. This is not an ad. I just like this guy and his site. If you go to behaviorgapradio.com or check out his IG, he has a whole bunch of like cool like charts and graphs like this. But one of the things, especially as we get older, with my birthday coming up, I'm like, man, what are like some of the five things that I can do to be better? Like, I want to be nice in every scenario, regardless of what a person may do to me. Cause like only a person is responsible for their energy. I'm only responsible if I entertain it or how I choose to interact with it. If I choose to interact with someone or their energy, I want to be peaceful. I want to be kind. I want to be loving to them because you never know what someone may be going through. Back to Bitcoin. Not buying Bitcoin is an expensive mistake. So if you look at 10-year returns, and I've had this conversation with people privately, but a couple of people publicly was like, why don't you look at the 10-year return in 5 years if you want to compare apples to apples? And I'm like, I have. The numbers are astounding. So like 1 year, Bitcoin versus S&P is 239 versus 33%. When you get to 5 years, Bitcoin is up 4,835% versus S&P's 100. 10 years, 232,754% gain versus 225. So when I tell you guys like, hey, man, that 2013... being in, my God, it hurts my soul. And kudos once again to Matt Schlitt that was working at Facebook, that was telling everybody he knew about it. And I was happened to get the information from him. The returns are insane. And for those of you that trade, you understand that Bitcoin moves like NASDAQ futures. So when it gets on a run, it is hard to stop. So I want you to show the data in comparison of what the returns are. And the answer is not to pick one or the other, but to invest in both asset classes. I saw this quote from the good team at CoinGrams, and it says, cover your needs. Take bets where if you lose 1x, if you're wrong, but you can gain 100x. And I'll tell you guys this, when you're investing long term, whatever the high is, when you draw your calculations with your FIBs, please write this down. You need to begin, start placing your marker on the chart where your 100x gain would be. Then you need to go see, especially in tech, how many years it takes in order to hit that mark. Around that generational mark is where most companies tend to give you that 100x gain. And forget stocks. Neglecting your health is the worst investment of all. It makes no sense to have all this money and have all these assets. And from a generational standpoint, I want us to then begin start focusing on generationally passing on good health habits to our children, our family, and those that we truly, truly love.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.